just the regular show.
Nope. It's not.
What episode number is that?
70.
It's episode 35.
All right.
The big 35.
Episode 35.
So, Fred, you had a birthday recently, and your brother, Eric the Younger.
Eric the Younger gave me this thing, this bottle of Talon. There's a tower in Talon, and this is what this is modeled after.
A tower in Talon.
The tower in Talon
horn section.
That's right.
Well, then we should talk about that in the show. Let's fire this thing up.
How do you do that?
Just wait.
We get the hand crank out?
Oh, you just wait.
Hello, cocktail fans. Welcome to another fine edition. Well, we hope it's going to be a fine edition of... It usually is.
Well, we shoot for the fine.
We shoot for the fine.
I'm anticipating
But fine. We'll accept almost anything.
The Gentleman of Elegant Leisure. I'm Dave, along with Fred. Hello, Fred.
Oh, do I have to acknowledge your introduction?
I think you just did.
Oh.
Maybe, sort of. And Jason, will you acknowledge my introduction?
By default, now I have to acknowledge.
Can I have a seconder?
I second that motion.
It is passed.
I'm glad that we brought Robert's Rules of Order into this.
Yeah, so I
think this show's been missing.
It's going to bring order to chaos.
Structure.
Yes.
I move. Can I make
the point is moot.
Moot. I love moot points.
Yes. Well, no moot points tonight. Everything is going to be
very
right.
Important. Oh, yeah.
Relatable, mm-hmm. Actionable.
Mm-hmm. I'm rolling up my sleeves. That's
substantive.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Substantive.
Yeah, it's going to be substantive.
I would have studied.
I know.
I would have read these books instead of just bringing them along.
I know. There's so many pictures in all of these booze books.
I know. I get lost in the pictures. So.
There are some texty ones.
Mm.
I don't tend to look at the texty ones.
No, there's a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reading.
Now, what's interesting is about these two drinks that we're going to do, we don't have pictures of either of them, right, in the book.
No. Isn't that strange?
Yes.
There's an illustration of this one, but it doesn't really tell you much.
Mm-hmm.
I found some clip art with fog cutters.
Wow.
Is that like real art? I don't think so.
Well, it means we can use them on our Instagram account.
No.
Don't have to pay anybody.
Nice.
Ah.
Yeah, we're all
so if what we make turns out to be crappy, right. I can substitute with professional photography of fog cutters. Well, I gave it away to
you. I guess we're going to have to cut through this fog of nonsense that we've spread.
Yeah. We're doing fog cutters.
We're doing fog cutters because we said last time that we might be doing fog cutters.
And then here we are.
And then I thought maybe we weren't doing fog cutters. I sent out my query text.
Sure.
But no, we are doing fog cutters, and why not?
What would make you think that we weren't?
Well, because I was thinking that since I'm not drinking at the moment, that I didn't want to miss out.
Or yet. Oh, I see. Well, you know, we could do them again because there's... no end of different versions of the fog cutter.
Exactly. Well, I think... well, we'll see what happens. The doctor has me on a strict...
no booze.
Dose of... yeah. No booze at all.
No.
That's what I'm taking. I'm taking no booze at all.
No, I don't want any of that.
From the makers of Damn It All.
You better get a new doctor.
I'm having no booze at all.
Ah.
Now, I was reading...
oh, my God.
I know. It's
only
exhausting.
Only we had a photo.
I know. Well, we use some clip art of some guy reading, and then we use that.
Okay.
So, I read somewhere, and I've been trying to figure out where, that the fog cutter, the term, actually refers to a type of knife.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm damned if I can prove it, because, you know, the fog cutter, the cocktail, is so popular.
Yeah.
That I'd have to go through about 30 pages to find the fog cutter knife. But
it's very popular with all the street gangs. The Bloods, the Crips.
Yeah.
If they, after their knife fight, they want to...
sure, they want
an appropriate cocktail.
That's right.
I always assumed it was a Trader Vic creation, but Ted Haig says in his book that
it is not.
He says that there was a signature drink at Edna's. Is it Edna?
Edna Earl's Fog Cutters.
Was what the restaurant was called.
Right.
And the fog cutter there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I thought that it was invented by Trader Vic because Dad used to tell me, my old dad would say to him, son, I remember going to Trader Vic's in Seattle, and I would get a fog cutter.
Yeah. Mm.
And so, and actually, Fred and I had fog cutters with my father.
Yes.
I don't know if we had fog cutters as well. We might have all had fog cutters.
I I didn't think I could handle the booze, so I don't know that I did have a fog cutter. I looked at what was in it and I said, nobody should be drinking this kind of... This nonsense.
And then we also had a little poo-poo platter.
Oh, yeah, the poo-poo platter.
And then Dad had an upset stomach afterwards, which he blamed on the barbecue ribs and not on the vase of
booze.
Booze.
Yeah. Of gin, brandy, and rums.
Yeah, shaken up with lots of fresh citrus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's in the last stages of cancer.
Yes.
With the pork ribs.
I think it was the pork ribs, yeah. So.
But, you know, maybe it was. What the hell do I know?
Yeah, nothing.
Who am I to mock a man?
I guess I am. You mock. You're a mocking machine.
Mm. So what are the versions we're doing tonight? Right. So we're doing the...
Fred has the tradition book open in front of him.
God.
From Ted Haig again.
How did I end up driving this bus? So the
keys?
One. Because I have the guy that grabbed the keys. So we're going to do the one from. Where's his name?
It's up there in the blurb. Tony Ramos.
I keep thinking they're talking about Tony Roma's.
I know.
Yeah. Tony Roma's got
it. What? How did they snag a corner of the tiki market?
Exactly. There's a place for ribs.
But no, Tony Ramos at Madame Wu's.
Ramos?
So this... That's what it says.
No. We're just doing our own little side jokes.
Oh, are you?
That's right.
Continue on.
Side joke.
Dave and I do a Seinfeld podcast quietly while you do this podcast.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it saves time.
Yeah.
So this was, Dr. Cocktail, who, Ted thinks pretty highly of himself, and rightly so.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Of cocktails. Isn't that the favorite doctor to be?
I know.
If you're going to be any doctor.
I can't imagine how much work this is. So, you know, he's justifiably proud of, you know, especially just if it was only this.
Mm-hmm.
If he only had this recipe, people should say, Ted Haig, you're amazing.
Right.
And he wrote a whole book. But anyway, so Ted somehow pried this out of Tony.
Yes, because Tony used to work at Don the Beachcomber back in the 40s, does it say?
Somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. The timeline doesn't make any sense. By all accounts, Tony should be about 107. But
yes, I don't know if he's still alive.
Oh.
That would be interesting to know. Because it says he was still working... It says in the blurb there, right?
Yeah, I think he was bussing tables at a Bubba Gump's or something, right? Wasn't it?
Maybe that's not it.
I'm skimming.
Your endless Bubba Gump references.
What's that piece of paper is, Jason?
It says here that...
My glasses aren't very good.
He now holds court on certain days of the week at... I don't know how to pronounce this. It's C-U-I-D-A-D. Cuidad? Cuidad? An upscale restaurant in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, I should go looking for that.
But as I say, this book is now, 5 or 6 years old?
Yes.
Yes, so I feel
like I should have Googled them before we did this.
Yes,
anyway.
You should have.
Tony, if you're listening, thank you.
So we're going to do the Don the Beachcomber early version, and then the version that Tony came up with.
Right.
Which, what do they say? They say that it's, nobody made it like that, and I would not know how to train someone in it. It was Tony's secret, somebody said about this.
Right.
Sven Kirsten, one of the gurus of tiki, urban or tiki archaeologist, Sven Kirsten.
I'm not familiar
with Sven. Author of the Book of Tiki.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You got to get the Book of Tiki. If you don't have the Book of Tiki.
I don't have the Book of Tiki.
And the even bigger book, one of those Tashin.
Do I need the bigger Book of Tiki?
You need both of them.
Both of them?
They're picture heavy and light on text.
Well, that's my kind of read.
Exactly. That's what we covered already.
All right.
And so he said that it was the best lost drink that he knows. He says, I really missed that fog cutter mixed by Tony Ramos at Madame Wu's. Nobody made it like that, and I would not know how to train someone in it. It was Tony's secret. Dr. Cocktail gets Tony's secret, publishes it here in this book, Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails, for the very first time.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
So are we going to do that one first, or you want to do the old one first?
I thought we would do the old one first.
Okay, and see how it improved?
And see how it improved, or how it was different.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
It's, yeah.
What about you, Dave?
Sure, I'm all in.
Really? Yeah. All in? This isn't online poker.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm giving to the wrong studio.
PokerStars.net? Is that where you are?
Oh. I was wondering what he was doing on that computer.
If Dave takes his shirt off, he's got that written on his back. Is that what he used to have? All the boxers?
I think so. And then Dave, from back in the day.
Remember there was that weird...
I'm having a snack here.
There was that boxing fighting thing that had, what's her name? The Tanya Harding fought somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nancy Kerrigan?
She fought Nancy Kerrigan.
No, but tried to have her leg broken or something. Or,
yeah, this was after she'd already been a notorious celebrity, and now it was one of these, you know, the kind of thing that they'd get, I don't know, Scott Baio's the ref or something like that.
Yeah.
Tanya Harding fought somebody. Yeah. Who did she fight? Mm. I watched it.
But Danny Bonaducci.
Bobby Riggs.
He fought Barry Knight, didn't he? They had some sort of charity.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Barry didn't know that Danny had a black belt in karate. So, hence Barry lost.
Right. And then Danny Bonaducci dropped that rat face guy from Survivor on his face, too. Remember at that award show?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that guy had it coming. I kind of sided with Danny on that.
That's right.
He jumped on him and said, no, yeah.
Threw him over his back.
Yeah.
Fell face first. Blood.
Huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's our other podcast that we do in the other corner.
The wrestling podcast.
That's right. Reality Star Wrestling podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a growing niche. Niche?
Niche?
Sure. You have a niche.
Sorry, I'm eating bits and bites.
I have two niches.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sure, Danielle and Joanna. They don't work well with the niche pronunciation.
No.
But yours might.
Militia?
Yes, Militia. All right. Drifting dangerously close to something else.
Yeah.
Don the Beachcomber.
Yes.
He is, there's a wonderful photo in one of my books that shows the original location of Don the Beachcomber there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You can still go there. There's something else there.
Oh.
Yeah. But you could still go there and look at where the original Don the Beachcomber was.
Right.
It's just a great story. You know, the guy wanders around. He's got money.
Mm-hmm.
He gets all this flotsam and jetsam. I think he opened a place off of the lobby of a hotel. Like a cloakroom, practically. He turned that into this little tiny bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it became successful. And I think he opened up across the street from that hotel.
Yeah.
I think. I might be a little bit off on that story. And the place took off from there. And, the stars came.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Don the Beachcomber where the stars had their own chopsticks. Is that right? Is that Don the Beachcomber? Does that story sound familiar?
No.
They were all mounted in a wall case.
Great idea.
Want to see Gregory Peck's chopsticks?
I do.
Bing Crosby's chopsticks?
I'd pay big money to see that.
Sure. Gary Cooper's?
No, not Gary Cooper.
That's it. He's dead. I forget who used to do that joke. Anyway, Don the Beachcomber. Hell of a guy.
So this one's got a couple of interesting, stuff I wouldn't normally expect in a tiki drink.
Like what?
Well, gin.
Right.
Yeah. Sherry.
Right.
I guess that's it.
And pisco.
Well, the pisco. Yeah. Maybe especially the pisco, the thing I didn't do.
Right.
Did I mention?
Yeah. Maybe especially that. All right.
Hmm.
Well, I'm going to give you the measurements, and otherwise we'll have to get the measurements on our website, gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
Oh, I love that site.
Yes. Go there now. Don't look at this Instagram clip.
No.
Go to the website.
Yes.
www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com. Which is where this recipe will be. 1/2 ounce of orgeat, 2 ounces of gold rum, 1 ounce of pisco brandy, 1/2 ounce of Plymouth gin. We're not using Plymouth gin, are we?
No, I don't know where the Plymouth gin is.
Oh, we're using Bombay Sapphire. 1 ounce of freshly squeezed orange juice, which I freshly squeezed
just this morning.
Just this morning. So there it's not super fresh, but it's I squeezed it.
Mm-hmm.
2 ounces of fresh lemon juice, and then 1/2 ounce of a sherry float on top. So it's a big drink. There must be close to 8 ounces, 7 ounces here.
Yeah,
it's a proper,
it's
a proper big glass of a drink.
Oh yeah.
Booze wise is 1, 2, 3 1/2 ounces of booze.
Nice.
Four, because you got the cream sherry on top.
Right, which I think would make it illegal in this area.
Oh, it might be.
I think so.
So check your local area.
Your regulations. Have you ever talked about orgeat? We talk about orgeat, but everybody talked about it. People know what's in it.
Almond flavoring?
Yeah. That seems weird, doesn't it?
It does seem weird. It seems weird that it's a thing.
Yeah.
Enough that it had a name. I mean, why would you call it almond syrup?
Yeah.
And nobody knows how to pronounce it correctly?
Well, we don't.
No.
Orgeat.
Orgeat. That's
orgeat.
I think it's orgeat.
Orgeat. Mm-hmm. Orgeat.
And it's almond flavored.
Yeah, I think it's like an almond-flavored sugar syrup. Is probably the safest way to describe
it. But it pops up all over the place.
It does, especially in these 30s and 40s drinks. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how it was introduced to say, you know what would be great in that? Almond.
Yeah, why not hazelnuts?
Yeah, because almost anything you ever get, what is that? They go, that's almond. And you go, oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. At least I do.
Yeah, I don't. I love a nice almond.
So what we're going to do, because you guys have cameras... Oh. We're gonna make this drink properly. We're gonna put it in this big goblet here.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll share it out so you guys can.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And then I might have a little taste.
Yeah, no, you have a taste. You can spit it out.
Oh, I can't spit it out. You know, my jaw's like a dog, right? It has to close. Or an alligator.
Maybe it's an alligator?
They're similar.
Samurai?
You have to close all the way, right?
It's easy to get dogs and alligators mixed up.
With a samurai, if you take your sword out, it has to taste blood.
Really?
I don't know. I saw that in a movie.
Oh, God. Sure. Can it be your own blood?
Hey, it can.
In case you're embarrassed.
Yeah, in case you've made a mistake.
How much does it have to taste?
Just a little nick. Just barely taste at all. It's a...
That's our other podcast, Fred Partridge's Tales of the Samurai.
I hear Netflix is interested in it.
Legends of the Samurai.
They're interested in suing me. I think that's the extent of it.
Excellent.
So what are we going to do?
I'm going to start dumping all this into this because you shake all the ingredients except the sherry with ice cubes.
You want to shake it?
You pour the whole mess into a glass and add more ice. We're not going to do it in the chimney glass. That's the other drink. Ramos goes in the chimney in the goblet. We're going to use this glass here. See, it sounds completely different.
Oh, yeah.
The goblet.
Oh, you see, we got the slippery tongs again.
Oh, yes, but I might use my hands. I cleaned them. In Dave's wash pit.
I have a home sanitizer that Jason used.
So yeah,
want some help with this? I can pass you some of the ingredients. What do you need?
That's a great idea. Yeah, I'm going to do a 1/2 ounce of orgeat. We're going to need 2 ounces of rum. So if you want to open up that Havana Club and Añejo Reserva, the golden rum, that's what we're doing for this guy.
That's why I went wrong last time.
1/2 ounce of this.
Here we go, crappy fresh rum.
Dear. Let's throw some ice in here to begin with, too.
Sure.
So there goes the syrup.
Syrup.
Then we're going to need 1 ounce of the pisco next. So we do 2 ounces.
So pisco has become quite the thing lately. I mean, you couldn't find pisco that saved your life 5 years ago.
No. In fact, that's how my dad died. He couldn't find pisco to save his life.
No.
Yeah. Way to bring the mood of the crowd down.
Too soon?
I'm all right.
No, okay.
1/2 ounce of gin.
Pisco. We haven't done a pisco sour, have we?
No, we keep saying we're going to. Because it's so hard to get the pisco, we're afraid to use it for anything.
Well, now you can get it. It's just, you know, a little pricey. So what's the difference between the Plymouth gin and the London Dry gin, which we accidentally used instead?
I don't know. I had Plymouth gin at one point. Look at that, 1/2 ounce of gin.
How many gins can you afford to keep, really?
I only keep a 5-gallon jar of Tanqueray.
That's true.
Here is the ounce of fresh orange juice. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't even think it smells like anything.
No.
I better just dump it in.
Yeah, I don't know what that smells like.
2 ounces of the freshly squeezed lemon juice. And, holy cow, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, no, it just keeps going and going.
Yes, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
I forgot how much fun this one was.
Like me in trouble.
Yeah.
And...
Are you going to start shaking it soon? Oh, wait a second, that's you shaking it. There we go.
There we go. Ah, it even feels great. Yeah, remind me to get a haircut.
All right. At the end of the show?
At the end of the show.
All right.
All right, photo op, guys. This gets porn. Porn?
Porn with your cocktail.
Look at that. Holy mackerel. Let's garnish it with a little bit of mint, since we have a little bit of mint.
You do have a little bit of mint.
For the photo op.
You and your damn flash.
Oh,
but
sorry.
It's not my video.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't float the sherry on top.
Oh, yeah. Gotta float the sherry.
Now, this is an interesting sherry.
That's not a sherry.
Oh.
That's Estonian liqueur. You can.
That's why I'm not going to put it on there.
Yeah, good call. Good. Yeah. So, yeah, I got the cream sherry.
Yes.
Is that okay?
I think it says to use cream sherry.
Oh, well, that's
does it not? Yes, it says a half ounce of cream sherry. So we got what? Harvey's Bristol Cream?
Yeah.
Good old Harvey. And let's just do a little float here.
Oh, look at that. Hidden. It's going right to the bottom.
Pour it over the back of a spoon. Normally, I use the little tongs.
Yeah.
And so there we go.
We're in awe.
Ooh.
Have we got three little cocktail glasses we can dump this guy into?
Sure. I don't know.
Have we?
Or actually, no, I'll just dump it into this.
All right. Will you?
Yep.
Okay.
Dump away.
There we go. And then I'll take a little bit just to say I had some.
Yeah.
Out of this one.
Are we going to give that mint a slap? Or did you know how I like to slap my mint.
You could slap your mint.
Does Dave want a bit of mint?
I'll take a little mint.
Okay.
Ow!
There you go.
The scent is quite
citrus. Oh, that's quite aromatic.
But yeah. No, this is... These classic old guys. I love these 30s and 40s drinks of the tiki variety. Mm. Man.
No,
cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Mmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Isn't that something?
No wonder it's called the fog cutter. It really cuts.
It has.
It cuts
right through the fog.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Brings it back in.
Yeah, because can you imagine drinking that whole Magilla?
Mm. Mm. Yeah, no, I think this is what you gave your dad an upset stomach.
Yeah, well, maybe it did.
But it's worth it. It could be worth it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can get in the Pisco. It's so subtle.
Yeah, well, does Pisco have much of a... I mean, obviously it has a flavor, but it's a brandy.
Yeah.
It's a clear...
Mm-hmm.
Brandy. I don't know why I said it like that.
But what's nice, I don't, even though there's 2 ounces of lemon juice, it's not overly lemony. It's got a hint.
Because we've had many citrusy drinks before, and almost to the point where it's like, you know, I don't want another one of these citrusy drinks. But there's something different about this. I don't know if it's the mint and the...
Yeah.
The mint, maybe?
Slapping the mint.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we because we don't use... Well, actually, we do video. But, yeah, you don't sort of cup your hands and slap the mint. So you don't squeeze it.
No.
It's really just the force of the air. And then that releases the oils from the leaf.
The leaves. Deadly toxins that mint has.
The deadly toxins. The mint toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can really, really smell that when you throw it in a drink.
A lot of people don't know that too much mint will kill you. But it's about 500,000 pounds.
Like bananas.
If it falls on you.
Yeah.
500,000 bananas.
Yeah, I didn't clarify how it could kill you.
Yeah.
But too much mint.
Yeah, will kill you.
It's bad. Do you get, from my little tiny sip here, do you get something that if I told you that it was apricot, would you go, oh, yeah, that is apricot?
There's something different about it.
Yeah. It's apricot-y.
Apricot.
I think it's the, it's just a combination of the lemon. And the orange, and maybe it's the sherry. I don't know, but you get sort of an apricot taste at the end.
I wonder if the almond, or is it that whole other conundrum that I had before when we did the show? And I said I think that something else tastes like the thing, and so I always say that I think that that's it. I can't remember what the example was.
It's got a sharp taste, but it's not bitter and it's not sugary tasting like you get with a lot of tiki.
Yeah.
You don't really pick up a sugary kind of taste to it.
Yeah.
Most of the tiki drinks aren't sweet. The modern versions are.
Oh.
But if you do make the original ones, I'm constantly making tiki drinks at home, and my wife is saying, can we get some sugar syrup in that? Because they can be quite tart. The original recipes are actually for...
Cocktail.
That's right.
Dr. Cocktail... Who cocktail?
Doctor Who tail.
I don't know where this is going. I don't think it's good.
No, I'm not going further. You're right.
Nope. Yeah. It just gets into some sort of sloppy territory.
If I could see you adding, say, a shot of grenadine to this, if you did want it a little bit sweeter or something like that.
Yeah. No, and I think, you know, don't feel bad. If you like it sweeter, make it sweeter. It's your drink.
It's your drink.
Right, but you got to drink it.
Exactly. I mean, you're wrong.
Oh, sure. But, you know, as long as you're by yourself drinking, and well, why would you have anybody else there?
Exactly. No, that's right.
No.
And you got to share.
Yeah. Exactly. Nobody wants to do that.
So, yeah, that was from my little taste there, because I'm, as you know, on the, what did I say I'm on?
Some sort of.
No booze at all.
No booze at all.
The doctor said.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a prescription for no booze at all.
No booze at all.
Mm-hmm.
I take it several times a day. Almost constantly,
yep.
I have no booze at all.
Mm.
So that was a welcome little medicinal...
A little reprise.
Yeah, well, you know, the citrus. It's kind of a scurvy. We're worried about scurvy as well.
No, you got to have that.
But I am very impressed with that.
Yes. Yep. Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm happy to end the show right there.
Yep, okay. That's it. Paul, drag the record across.
Hey, do we, are you going to make this one in the glass or are you going to shake?
I think this is a shaker as well, but it says pour into a goblet.
So should I rinse the shaker?
Oh.
While you crack wise?
Sure.
Can, or do you want my heavy duty?
Okay, because it's
hearing.
Yeah, give it just a quick.
Do you want
to? You better. Let me just see.
Hey, you're not supposed to be drinking out of that.
I just needed to see if that almond.
Put that in the oven, flavor. Fred, and have it on broil. I want to make sure all the germs are dead.
All the germs are dead. Hopefully we remember. Oh, you finished yours.
Oh, I finished mine.
I think we found your new favorite drink.
It could be.
I don't think I've seen you down a drink that fast.
No, look how much Fred's still got. He's barely touched his.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to have his. Well, he's not here.
Exactly.
Wow.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've known you for like 28 years. And this is the fastest I've seen you drink a drink. Thank you very much, Fredders.
You're welcome.
Well, after 35 shows, my liver is bound to, you know,
that's right.
Get a little anxious.
Your body needs and craves alcohol.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Huh? You've gone from 2 drinks a year to 2 drinks every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So now how this one's going to be different is it's going to have white rum.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to use the Havana Club Añejo 3 años. Unos, dos, tres años.
Tres años.
You see, we're Canadian, so we can say it in French, but we can't say it in Spanish.
Me, oui. Yes, c'est un mot. My hands are all wet.
Oh, sure, because you've been cleaning stuff. And so completely different of Horrors sweet and sour mix. But as he says here, if it's good enough for Tony Ramos, it's good enough for us. And I made it from scratch. I didn't buy any shit from the store.
No, sure.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, well, there it is.
So I did, if you want to make your own, it's whatever of sugar, the same amount of water, the same amount of lemon juice, and the same amount of lime juice.
So one part each.
Part sugar syrup and one part lemon juice. But I said... No, that's completely different from one part of this, one part of sugar, one part... So I did that, because I think that's what you did the one time, Dave, when you made it.
Yeah, I think I did.
And we only need, after all this is said and done, a 1/2 ounce. And that's why I wasn't going to buy a whole bottle of...
No.
That makes sense.
Yes.
No, it's so easy to make sweet and sour mix.
Yes, here it is.
Let you know how.
Once you have the secrets. So this one, here's the recipe. 1 ounce of white rum, 1/2 ounce of gin... 1/2 ounce of brandy, 1/2 ounce of sweet and sour mix, and 2 dashes of simple syrup. Combine it with ice. Oh, we didn't read it close enough. That's okay. We're going to shake it anyway. It's actually a blender.
A blended drink?
It's a blended one.
I'm not keen on blended drinks.
Well, I don't think it's blended,
mm-hmm.
but I bet if you were to go to the Tiki Tea, where they give it the old drink mixer.
In the, margarita.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the shaken.
Yes. But as I said, that's like a slushy thing, right? It's not going to be slushy. It's going to be...
Just sort of crushed.
Crushed and whirled.
Whirled.
To give it a real fast freeze.
Mm. Okay.
But we're not doing that.
Nope.
There's a 1 ounce, 2 ounces, and another... So this is a much smaller drink. Holy cow. This one had 7 ounces of stuff in it, right? This one only has, whatever I just did the math of, 2.5 ounces of stuff is in this.
Hmm.
Wow. It's itty bitty.
So the point it's like a kid's drink.
I don't even want to dump it into that goblet now because I think that's too
too overwhelming.
Yes.
Too, it'll look too small.
Or into a goblet, I think.
Oh, these ones?
Non-correct. Yes, I think that would be better.
All right. We're changing our... Hold on, folks. We're changing our glassware.
Changing on the fly.
Yeah, we're going to use the classic martini-style cocktail glasses.
Yes.
Which get used for a lot of things.
And so I'll put it all into one photo op, split it out for you guys, and I'll take another snifter.
All right.
All right. An ounce of white rum.
Got a little extra zing, the Havana Club.
It does. It's, there's a sort of a rebelliousness to the Cuban rums.
A revolution.
A revolution, if you will. Join me, won't you?
I like the sound it makes.
Yes. Boop, boop, boop,
boop. Oh, there's nothing like the sound of a full bottle being poured.
I always think of Daffy Duck being poured when he would pretend to be a bottle. And he went, that's a gin. Half ounce of brandy, and I think this is fresh brandy that we're using.
Oh, look at that. We're
another fresh bottle.
Yeah.
Oh. Holy smokers.
This thing's costing us a fortune, folks. Please visit our non-existent Patreon page and
or go to our products page. Buy yourself a cocktail book.
Yeah.
Helps us out.
You really should.
Helps us.
There's no excuse not to have a Ted's book.
Yeah, no, you gotta have at least Ted's book.
Exactly.
And maybe
And Beach Bum Berries remixed. Do we have that on our page?
I don't know
I don't
if
we
do.
We do have.
We should.
We should. But
we
don't.
We go back to that quite often.
Yes, no, there's several things that we should add to there. I'll make a list because poor Dave was the guy that had to put all that stuff up.
Poor Dave. We do impose a lot on Dave's goodwill.
2 dashes of simple syrup.
Boop, 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 boop.
Just a hint of Estonian liqueur.
Yeah, I was just gonna. This is. This is made from.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. No, no. It's more important that you shake than I talk about Estonian liqueurs. So just while you're doing that, just it's made with rum and spices and a rich bouquet of and taste of. A citrus. I was thinking, that basically just sounds like a tiki drink. Those clever Estonians.
Mm.
It does smell a little bit like a tiki drink. We'll have a little taste of that later.
Let's see if I can fish one of these guys out without creating a big mess. Because it's a little deep. That'll be for somebody else's drink. There we go. And then, flavored brandy on top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought that maybe they would mean cherry herring. But we've gone for the Kirsch.
Kirsch. Yeah.
Which is really a cherry brandy, so, right?
Essentially.
Yeah.
Or actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like a cherry liqueur. Hearing, I think, is more of a liqueur.
Yes, I think you're
so this is not really that sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of the alcoholic version of eating cocoa powder, saying this isn't very chocolatey. This is very sweet. That's because it's just cocoa powder.
And that, my friends, is the little itty bitty fog cutter that Tony served and that Sven Kirsten loved.
He's the Indiana Jones of cocktails.
So let's, I'm gonna take a little
sorry,
bit
you, oh, you're gonna have a little sippy poo.
I'll take a little sippy poo.
There you go.
Maybe, oh, what the hell?
What the hell?
Some kind of ladle or scoop for sharing drinks.
Suddenly, one drink becomes two.
There we go, fellows.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
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 And my little tiny tap.
Pink.
Very nice.
Not quite as pungent as the other one, so let's...
No. But there is some... I mean, there's no... In this one, there's no lemon juice. Oh, no, there is. There's sweet and sour mix. Sorry.
Yeah.
And lime juice.
There's that much lemon and lime. What's that musty? It must be the kirsch. Yeah.
It's got it on the kirsch.
Well, it's bringing back the funk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
interesting. It's not as deep flavor-wise
No.
But it's nice.
Yet,
I like it.
And yet it has quite a predominant flavor, yeah. Which is that musty thing.
Yeah.
That I'm not quite as crazy about.
If I haven't finished it in two gulps, then you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. I wouldn't say that I like it better than the other one.
No.
No.
The early one, it's, I don't know, the Stutz Bearcat of cocktails. It's,
yes.
It's got a lot of character, a lot of stuff going on, maybe stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's worth the extra work if you've got all the...
A fog cutter, and compared to the other one we just did, there's nothing wrong with this drink.
Yeah.
But it's not... It's not a fog cutter as I think of a fog cutter.
No.
Well, and I, you know, and I...
Respectfully disagree.
Respectfully disagree. No, I'm just a... when I read the recipes, and I think of all the, you know, you take some drinks and you change the bitters that you use.
Mm-hmm.
And you go from a Angostura to a... and really, I don't... Other than the fact they've got gin and rum and brandy, I guess.
Yeah.
The rest of it is... You know, there's a lot of differences. And so I think it would justify, well, I mean, it's fog cutter early, and then the fog cutter. And then there's a fog cutter with two G's.
Really? And only one T.
And then there's the Samoan fog cutter.
Right. And how do those ones differentiate? Those are in Beach Bumberry's Magnificent.
And instead of orgeat, just almond extract. So sort of amping up the almond flavor.
Mm, right.
And the Samoan fog cutter, and that's supposed to be a simplification, but in some respects, it's not as simple as the one that Tony Ramos did, because it's got orange juice in it, and really the only difference, because it's gin brandy, the light Puerto Rican rum, and then a sherry float, so it's actually pretty close to the original one, to the early fog cutter.
Okay.
I'd have to go through it line by line and compare the percentages to see what the differences are, because they are very similar. I think you're right. So it's not too bad. And that being said, I think it's pretty good too.
It says here at the bottom of his recipe, this recipe fairly closely follows the recipe Trader Vic laid down and subsequent variations created by others thereafter.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, because I thought when I had the fog cutter, it was more like that Don the Beachcomber one with larger amounts of it. I don't remember it being similar to this little version at all.
No, the one your dad had was the big jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember it was like 4 ounces of booze.
Yeah,
I was thinking,
like a
smokes.
Baby's leg of booze. And it says here, the key difference appears to be the cherry-flavored brandy float, mm-hmm. which is not duplicated elsewhere.
Yeah.
And maybe what we don't care so much about.
Yeah, I don't think it brings a lot to the party. Now, maybe a cherry hearing would be a little different, maybe a little sweeter, but I don't know. I like the cherry float. I think that worked great. And I think it merged with the other flavors. And, it's just and the nose on it, it's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, it smells like something you haven't had before. You know, some of the other ones you smell, it's like you get a lot of lemon, or you get, it's all predominantly, you can smell the gin and the lemon, let's say, in a lot of drinks. But this one, with all the different flavors, I think if you have the time, make the time. And I think go for that early fog cutter with the orgeat, the gold rum, the pisco, the Plymouth gin, freshly squeezed orange juice, lemon juice, and the cream sherry float. I think you'd be very happy.
I think you would be very happy.
Exhausted.
Yes. Which is but it's good because it does such a deep, big drink.
Yes.
That's the worst part, is you make a little 2 ounce drink and you knock it back and you go, well, now I'm going to make another one.
Yeah. This one, you got 4 ounces of goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be hard pressed to do two in one shaker, though, which is how I'm often doing drinks. I'm doing two at a time.
Yeah, no, you'd have to make yours first just to keep you going
exactly.
For the second one.
I've actually made some where the tin has been full to the brim and there's barely any shaking to be done.
It just goes...
So you have to shake it a lot longer to get any coldness, but... yeah. But then that's usually the last drink we're making for the night, so...
Oh, there you go. So you're going big. I'm just going to have one more.
Yeah, it's just one more.
One.
Just a little tiny 4 ounce alcohol drink.
That's right. But don't just cut with another 4 ounces of... citrus.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that it's like having two more drinks hidden as one drink.
Oh, this is great. Oh, going back to the other one again.
Yes, this is great. Good idea. I think Dave suggested this one as well.
Yep. No, he's on a roll.
He is on a roll.
All right, I'm taking the next month off. I won't even be here. You and Fred.
All right.
We just try to scrape it together to keep it going the best we can.
Well, maybe we'll have to get Lance Peverly up.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Are we going to try a shot of that?
Delicious, all right. So tell us the story.
Well,
there's not very much of a story. I got this. I bought this from my mother. Because my family on my mother's side is from Estonia.
Hmm. Commies.
Hence the accent. yes, it's Vana Tallinn, an authentic Estonian liquor. But, you know, authentic except it's made with rum.
Oh.
So I guess they drink it there. Much like in Iceland, the national the food that you can get everywhere in Iceland. You know some Icelanders, I'm sure, from here.
I have met Icelandic people. I wouldn't say I know them.
All right. Well, but anyway,
thank you.
That's on my father's side, and you know they came over about 120 years ago, and so they brought all their customs.
To where? To Estonia?
To Canada.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got lost.
And, I know. I'm doing a comparison for humor's sake. So they've got all these customs, things that the people who've emigrated from Iceland, they just love. And so but whenever an Icelander comes over, they don't know any of the stuff. Like, no, we haven't made that for 100 years. When you go over to Iceland, the thing you find more than anything else is hot dogs. They love hot dogs in Iceland.
Really?
It's almost the national food. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. So they would look at these people like they were some sort of arcane.
Yes.
They're still speaking medieval Icelandic when they do speak it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thou art. What's wrong with you people? Wow. And so Estonians have probably just absorbed drinks and foods from all over there. You know, the Baltic, you know, Vikings are going in and out all the time, literally. And they probably brought stuff up from all over.
It's got kind of a sort of almost a butterscotch kind of.
The nose is, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a butterscotch licorice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, let's have
that's,
a sip.
That's not just rum.
Mm.
a little on the sweet side.
Yeah. It's like
is that?
Almost like a Sambuca.
Oh, kind of that would be the licorice thing. All right, I haven't, folks, let me have a little sippy sip here, too.
But there's a little bit of, there's some citrus in there. But holy smokes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely.
Ooh.
Yeah.
An interesting bunch of flavors in there.
Yes, there's an herbal root beer kind of a thing that goes on.
There you go.
If they traditionally just serve straight, or do you...
Knowing the Estonians, they probably just each have a bottle and they just sort of chuck it back.
Oh, okay.
You've been to Estonia.
I have not, but I've met many people who have or have been from there.
I thought you had been.
No, it was Eric the Younger.
Only Eric the Younger has been able to go.
And Bill the Middler.
Bill the Middler?
I think, or has he?
Or the Bet. The Middler.
Maybe he hasn't. Maybe it's a Middler. Anyway.
And Howard had a chance to go and did not.
He did not. That was when my grandfather, they smuggled my grandfather back. They busted him out of the hospital, plunked him on a plane, and crossed their fingers that he would live to...
Mr. Ooms?
It's not his name.
Right.
Why do you keep calling him that? Confuses my mother to no end.
Because it was close.
No.
It was close to
no.
Mr. Ooms.
No. Joa.
Joa.
Close. Right. Very close to
Ooms. But you see how there's an O in it and another vowel.
Sure.
Like the two O's in Ooms.
I assumed it was UHM.
What was his first name?
William?
Ooms.
Wilhelm?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought he was Mr. Ooms. But he'll always be Mr. Ooms to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Made eyeglasses for him.
Sure he did. Mm-hmm. And he said you were, you know, if he didn't have already a bunch of grandsons, he would have wanted you to be his grandson. But as it was, he didn't.
Right.
Because he had lots.
He had plenty and didn't need any. Well, this is, this is quite interesting.
Hmm. Well, maybe we can make something with it. I don't know what it would go with.
Club soda.
More than likely club soda is the answer to the problem of them. I mean, it's jam-packed full of flavor and jam.
Yeah. And what's it called again? Tell us.
It's just called Vana Tallinn.
Okay, it's your Estonian liqueur, folks.
Here, you have that.
Is it Widely available?
Where it's suddenly become widely available.
Wow.
40% alcohol.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which is, for something so sweet, it's sort of like a Grand Marnier in the sweetness category.
Yeah.
Vanna Tallinn. And Tallinn is T-A-L-L-I-N-N.
Yeah, it's the capital city of Estonia.
Oh, okay. I wonder what Vanna means.
Vanna White. She was originally from...
from
Estonian beauty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it says that it is a unique liqueur with a glorious history, esteemed throughout generations.
I doubt it.
Made from genuine rum and natural spices. The velvety character of Vanna Tallinn is complemented by the fresh bitterness of citrus fruits, resulting in a delightfully rich bouquet.
I love fresh bitterness.
I think that's a translation error where they've taken sour and made it bitter.
Perfect for serving ice cold or with tea or coffee. Hmm. It also makes an exciting ingredient for various cocktails.
Roll not name.
You know what we should have done is we should have thrown it into the fog cutter.
Sure, you might as well. Everything else is in there.
Yeah, we could have done a float of Vanna Tallinn.
Well, we got some, so...
So it has grain, spirit, sugar, water, caramel, rum, citric acid, and vanilla.
So rum's way down the list.
Yes.
No.
I liked it. It was different.
That's pretty good. Yes, so go out and get yourself a bottle of Vitamita Vegemite. Vanna Tallinn. Tallinn?
Tallinn. Yeah. I think Tallinn.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They didn't go crazy on it. Do you speak any Estonian?
Yet.
Does it sound Russian? Is it a Slavic thing?
I think it's actually Estonia and Finnish.
The Estonians and the Finns are quite tight.
Right.
They're both career alcoholics.
And they're both closer to Russian than to being Norwegian or something like that. Or to Scandinavian.
They're not Scandinavian.
They're not Scandinavian.
They're not really Scandinavian.
They're just their own thing.
Are they Laplanders?
Don't you call me a Laplander!
Baltics, aren't they?
Yeah, the Baltics.
The Baltics.
That was a strip club you used to go to, right? That was Lapland.
Yeah.
It's hard to replace that. The Estonia is right on the Russian border. And, which has caused all kinds of interesting things the past couple hundred years.
Lots of visitors, wanted and unwanted.
Yep. A lot of guys showed up without passports.
And then Latvia is there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another country there, too.
Lithuania,
Latvia, and Estonia.
Yeah, those are the three Baltic states, as they call them.
Right, and they all have orange roofs.
Yeah, they all have orange roofs.
I'm serious about this, people. Look it up.
I don't think so.
All orange roofs.
I doubt it.
I thought that was a Dutch thing.
They have blue roofs.
Really? Isn't orange the color of... the Netherlands?
Well, they do have a lot of
orange.
That's
the royal orange, the royal color.
I just remember looking at some Estonian stuff, and there were a lot of orange roofs.
Yeah. Well, it's the Russian supply.
They think that they're Spanish.
First I've heard of it.
Yeah. Let's go out and see Blade Runner and see how Harrison Ford's doing.
Yeah. But yeah, Estonia. What a place. What a country.
The butt of many Yakov Smirnoff jokes. Estonia.
Fred's still working on his one-man show.
Yeah?
His Estonian character.
Yes. Estonian, yes.
What a country.
What a country.
When I first come to America.
Where is Eric? Eric, where are you?
In Estonia, liqueur drinks you. That kind of thing.
Exactly. I would like to do some Estonian improv right now, but I don't.
I want you to get some Estonian humor together for our next episode.
I will.
Yep.
With a little bit of an Icelandic hot dog recipe.
Sure. I could use a hot dog right now.
Sure, you could.
Mm. Well, it's been quite a variety of a show, hasn't it? Been to the South Pacific? To the Estonia?
Oh, yeah. We cover the world.
It doesn't have to be over.
It's like wide world of sports. We cover the globe.
It is.
We cover the globe.
With our foot firmly in Southern California, where a lot of these drinks were originally concocted.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. It's really Southern California-centric.
And now old man Partridge here, he's going to Southern California.
My dad's going to Southern California?
Oh, I keep forgetting that there's even an older old man Partridge.
That's older old man Partridge. Yes, that's right.
Partridge, the even elder.
Going down to SoCal.
Any, like to call it. Any bar visiting?
Oh, there better be. Well, Trader Sam's, because it's conveniently located in the greater Anaheim area. Oh,
that's
Trader
right. You will Sam's. Be in the Anaheim Resort area.
Correctamundo.
This is when the transition comes from the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure yes. to the Dapper Dans of Disneyland podcast.
Exactly right. sometime there, and then up to the Hollywood region. So we're doing some stuff up in there.
For an overnight days. In the Hollywood region?
About 4 days.
Oh, God, I thought you were only going for like 4 days.
Oh, no, I'm there for a week. Yeah. So 3 days in the D-Land, and then the rest of the time in Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
So I may look for the original location, Don the Beachcomber, although I'll have to convince somebody else that that's a great thing to do.
We've been there...
dozens of times?
Yes, it's around the corner of, I think, by really? The Roosevelt. I think
oh, really?
I
oh, think okay. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Because we're going on a TMZ tour.
Oh, dear.
TMZ?
Dude, let me have to... That's right. In Canada, it's TMZ.
Can you punch Harvey in the mouth for me? When you're
I don't even it? Know who Harvey is. So
he's the host.
Is he? Yeah. I don't watch the TMZ.
I don't watch TMZ either. But I know who Harvey is.
Oh, I don't know Harvey.
You're renting a vehicle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mustang. Oh, and sorry, no. A minivan.
Everybody else is going to Hollywood as well?
Not everybody, because that would be unmanageable. Well, there'll only be six of us.
Mm. maybe you should go to Tonga Hut in LA.
I will go to the LA's. How come I haven't been to the Tonga Hut already?
I don't know. I asked Jason. I said, you must have been to the Tonga Hut. He said, no, I've never been to the Tonga Hut.
We've never gone to the Tonga Hut, because I think it's hard to get to.
What? Because of the roads?
Yeah, it's in North Hollywood.
Oh,
North Hollywood.
That's right. We're always in West Hollywood.
Oh, sure,
Hollywood.
That's right. Yes, that's where we'll be. It's West Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go. Hit the Tongas up.
All right.
Bahuka is gone. Is that right? Bahuka closed down, or is Bahuka still around?
I've not heard of it.
I feel like I'm fighting a losing battle.
You are.
With the tiki business. Oh. I keep thinking it's going to turn around. That and I'm waiting for swing to come back again.
Oh, yeah. Wish in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up first.
And on that note...
And I'm actually off work next week. So if I win the lotto,
well,
I'll
where
look
we'll
you
be.
Up. And where are you staying?
We're staying in West Hollywood. We got a house.
Oh, you got a house?
Yep.
Yeah. Look at this guy.
Room for one more.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Especially for the last few days. We got to, but yeah, no, stop by. I can give you the address.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent. Not in a place you stayed at before.
No, we couldn't get that place. We found another place. But it's got room for, I think it's room for eight, and there's only six of us, so.
In fact, you could open a bar.
I could open a bar. I might open a bar.
Might open a bar. Bar. Right. Yeah, sure.
And will you see the lovely and delightful Glen Toronto?
I will see the very lovely Glen Toronto.
And Ramon?
I'm not too sure about Ramon. We'll see. Maybe
we'll
Ramon.
See. Maybe Ramon. No.
Excellent. Well, check out your Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to go all over.
I'll prepare to you to drive around running errands for Jason Dedrick while you're down in California.
Is this the thing where I have to take a package and don't open it?
No.
All right.
I thought you were only going to be in the Disneyland area.
Nope.
Because I keep thinking, you know what I'd like to have is some more of that hot mustard from Philippe's, the sandwich place.
Philippe's is... Do they sell it anywhere else but Philippe's?
No, they only sell it at Philippe's. You don't have to go.
I'd love to go. I love the Philippe sandwich. Who doesn't love a beef dip that's dipped
whereabouts,
in the beef?
Whereabouts is Philippe?
It's downtown L.A.
Yes, oh, that's north a downtown L.A.
It's Grand Central. Or
Union Station.
Union Station.
Yes.
Union
Station. Okay.
Yes, not Grand
Central. You get on the Arroyo Seco Parkway?
Oh, yeah. Bang! Zoom! We're there!
Yep, you take the Slauson cut off?
Yeah.
Get out of your car? Cut off your Slauson. You drive till you see the fork in the road.
Oh,
but a Johnny Carson fork.
I go there. Oh man, that would be great to have a Philippe's. I don't think I can get buy-in, but I'll try.
You can't get buy-in?
I gotta get buy-in from the people.
Well, who's gonna be with you?
Well, I'll be just Laura by that point.
Laura and loves Glenn.
She does love a beef dip. She would love a beef
dip. And Glenn has been there for the beef dip.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll work on that.
Mm.
It's just the hot mustard. If you can't, that's okay. Right.
I'm going to pick up some B.G. Reynolds.
Couldn't hate
there.
You any less than I can now. Really? They got it down there? It's from Portland.
I would hope so. wouldn't the places there have it? Or they'll have somebody's. Lieber and Company. I just got to get myself some actual pomegranate grenadine. Not this corn syrup with raspberry sauce nonsense.
Yes, no, you want the real stuff.
And some real good orgeat as well.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, man, I wish I was going to Southern California. Mm-hmm. I was invited.
Yeah.
But I did not think I could swing it.
No.
And also...
Plus you're waiting for the big opening.
Well, when it was originally... proposed, it was a trip to Disneyland again. I thought, I don't need to do Disneyland again just yet. Mm. Had I known there was 4 days in Hollywood, I might have been like, geez, that I've been longing to do because of the new Tiki Bar in...
The what now?
Oh, Clifton's has a new Tiki Bar in it, and I've been dying to go to it.
If you fly into Burbank on Sunday and fly out on Wednesday...
Yeah, well...
Burbank, Allegiant Air.
Allegiant doesn't fly into Burbank.
No, they do.
I don't think they do.
Don't they?
They didn't
somebody
used to.
These somebody does.
Needs to fly into L.A.
If anybody know. Has a Learjet that
yeah,
Jason could...
Yeah, Jason's looking to...
Is that Tom tomorrow. Price? Has that Tom Price got a chartered private jet I can use?
Maybe, yeah.
Excellent. Well, have a safe trip.
Yeah.
Come back with booze stories for us and all of our lucky listeners.
Sure. Mm-hmm. No, lucky listeners, you should get out there and have some drinks at your local... Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, you're bound to have somebody... Who's serving up some nice craft cocktails made with fresh ingredients? You don't want the cheap ass stuff. Life's too short for crappy cocktails.
Mm-hmm. And bad toilet paper.
Uh-oh. Mm. We'll save that story for next week.
Yep. I can feel a rant coming on, yeah, and I'm just going to have to.
No, I just think that's a fair thing to say.
Good point. Good
Why
point.
Would you suffer through life with bad toilet paper?
Exactly. Lost the Russians. I think they've had to suffer through some bad stuff.
And they're in a pretty bad mood, so I can only attribute it to the toilet
exactly.
paper.
That's what they should do. They should do the airdrop Charmin.
Yeah.
Built in Charmin.
That would really turn the whole thing around.
Are those the ones with the kittens? Maybe it's to drop some kittens down onto Russia.
And kittens. Toilet paper and kittens.
Russian. That would cheer anybody up, wouldn't
sure.
it? Just
well, it depends on how far you drop the kitten from.
Well, they'd have to catch it. Well, we'd let them know.
He could wrap them in toilet paper.
Be an airdrop.
Pelted with kittens from 1,000 feet.
If you surround the kitten with big packages of toilet paper.
Yeah, there you
like
go.
It's like dropping an egg from the roof. You know, the thing they do in high school or elementary school or something.
I've often wondered, and I don't know if anybody's ever quizzed anybody on this. I'm sure they have, but I need it to be done again because of the way society goes and forgets things so fast. I want to know what Russian diplomats, I want to know what North Korean diplomats, I want to know what the countries that are supposed to be so against the West, what those diplomats think when they're here. Mm-hmm. They must be having a hell of a time.
They are, yeah.
And like when they have to go back, I mean, how do they even get them back?
You ever seen the movie Ninotchka?
No.
That there's your answer right there.
Well, that's a play.
And a play. And a movie.
But it's old, right?
It's the same problem. Same country. Russia.
Right. So what happens? The diplomat does not want to go back to...
Not really. No.
No. Okay.
No.
But plenty do go back.
Well, they pretty much have to. They don't want to.
Right.
That's what happened on 100 years, 200 years ago on the Bounty, when a lot of these men went to the South Pacific... And Captain Bligh said, well, no, we're going back to England. They said, well, hold on a second, Bligh. It's kind of nice here. You know, the natives and the women, they're... I don't think we want to go back. Oh, you're going back. No, we're not going back. We're going to put you on a boat and send you off. And we're going to take the boat to our South Pacific paradise.
Right.
Yeah, so,
Still there.
They're still in Pitcairn Island.
That's true. That's right. They're all related to what's-his-name?
Yeah.
Fletcher Christian.
Fletcher Christian.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. I know.
Because when Donald Trump did the big threat there with the North Koreans there, you know, the guy comes out from the consulate or the embassy that's in, or the consulate, I guess, in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And New York is great.
Sure.
So is this guy going out doing stuff in New York? Or is he...
No, he's doing stuff. He's got diplomatic plates. He doesn't have to pay for parking.
And so he says, this is tantamount to a declaration of war.
Yeah.
Does he go inside? No, you can't. Don't. Everything's fine. Does he go back in and say that to somebody?
No, he just...
You guys should come here. You'd never go back to North Korea if you see what I've seen.
He just goes down to the Carlisle and has himself a couple of drinks.
It's such a funny concept to me.
Now, he's not going back. Don't send me back.
And when they do go back, do they not tell everybody that they can talk to say, you know, everything you've heard is wrong?
Well, no, because then they get blowed up.
Oh, I just can't imagine.
getting blown up, neither can I.
No, even that, or having to go back and telling your closest friends, you know, the whole thing is bullshit. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
If you fall out of favor, their favorite method of execution in North Korea is death by anti-aircraft gun.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a rifle won't do. Why settle for a rifle when you use it, you know, tie someone to a post and use an anti-aircraft gun?
They've got the ammunition is already 50 years old, so they've got to use it somewhere.
Well, that's right.
It's expiring.
Expiring.
They better use it up. It's like sour cream. It's like, you know.
Now, let's see, that's the kind of story that we hear. Is that actually true, or is that one of those gross exaggerations?
I don't know. Want to try? See?
They say it's true. I think he executed his uncle with a mortar.
I don't know.
Right. Well, I can see that doing that. Yeah, uncle.
Sure. Well, because you've got issues.
You're sending a message.
Yeah.
But for just general everyday executions, are you still using an anti-aircraft?
Oh, I don't think everybody gets it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just those ones he really dislikes.
Yeah.
What was the country that was supposed to use the bullet and then send the bullet and a bill to the family? Remember that story? Was that the Chinese?
I don't know.
Canada?
No, we don't execute people with bullets.
Oh.
We execute them with maple syrup and kindness.
Yeah. Until they're just sickened to death.
That's right. They're just like, you know what? They'll take their own life.
Just to get out of it.
Just to get out of it.
Wow. No more hugs.
Canadian execution.
The last words they say.
So anyway, I always just think that's sort of interesting. And obviously, yes, in the Nutchkar, these kind of stories, that's going to be these rare accounts. But I just wonder how you get these.
No, human nature is human nature. If you're somewhere where life is easy and you want to go back to somewhere where life is hard, you want to stay where it's easy.
Yeah, but I still don't get the word how you can't get the message to the other people that life is easy.
Because then you'll be killed.
Now, that's how they...
Maintain control.
Everything on the even keel.
That's true, okay.
Yeah, we ought to try that.
Maintain control.
But anyway...
Anyways, that's...
That's Politico tonight.
That's the Dapper Dans of Disneyland signing off.
Yep.
The Seinfeld podcast comes to an end.
Yep.
What was the other one we were doing?
Celebrity wrestlers.
Celebrity wrestlers and Estonian travel tips. Until next time, be good to your wait staff.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, we started there about 10 minutes ago.
We did.
We're heading down the road. There's a fork.
There's a fork in the road.
We took it.
That's right. After the Slauson cutoff. We'll be back in 2 weeks with even more fantastic drinks for you to try at home. And tell us what you think about these fog cutters. Make them and share them with your friends.
Make them, because this is just us, you know, drinking if you guys don't do something too.
Mm-hmm.
So you should try some of these.
That's right.
It's a great thing.
If you can't make them yourself, go down to your local craft cocktail establishment. Say to the stout yeoman behind the bar, "Stout yeoman, I require a fog cutter."
Yeah.
And then when he bends over backwards to fill your glass, that's not the bar you want to go to.
But the next bar.
The next
bar. Where they do it properly.
Exactly.
Standing up.
Yeah. Not making a drink the right way.
Yeah.
And you you reach in and you take your last shekel out.
Mm-hmm.
You be a gentleman of elegant leisure. And you tip
big.
Is that Jeopardy?
Perfect timing.
Wow.
Yeah.